Hello again. Let's look at what I call my fresh focus, and we're talking about the menopause toolbox here. Ever since I took up the baton and decided to raise awareness of menopause, providing support and advice, I've challenged the status quo. Women are very good at challenges, and I see no difference here. I would like you to think of this whole training course as your menopause toolbox. Your MTB. I recommend you refer to it often, as already mentioned in the course so far, and we're only on step one, but actually you have most of the information you require already laid out for you in the welcome section and this step one. As what comes next is detail on how the symptoms we have discussed here are affecting women at work and how we can collaborate to improve this particular status quo. So, more information for your menopause toolbox. Some top tips. You've already had traffic lights and symptoms. Now we're looking at top tips. Drinking plenty of water. At room temperature, please. We don't want any brain freeze. And approximately 2 litres a day, especially a glass of water on waking. This will not only improve health, but it will reduce constipation. Try it yourself. Why spend a fortune on laxatives when the real answer is in drinking plenty of water? I was given this tip by a health practitioner a few years ago and I've never looked back. I used to be dogged with constipation month after month for about a week just prior to menstruation, always relying on laxatives. When it came to perimenopause, it got worse. No more lunar cycles, you see. I wasn't happy about relying on laxatives. And then I met this lovely health practitioner who told me about drinking a glassful of water on waking. And it's brilliant. Next for the top tip section is the pelvic floor. The pelvic floor is our friend. But our old friend, estrogen deficiency, is at work here again. And it's not only affecting the muscles of the pelvic floor, but also causing vaginal atrophy and painful sex. This is one of those instances where the phrase use it or lose it really does make sense. Please introduce women to seek out instruction on pelvic floor exercises. They can be done anywhere, in the car, walking, washing up, anywhere, because you are exercising internal muscles. Nobody knows you are doing it. And apparently it can improve your sex life too. But please, please, please encourage women to take charge of their pelvic floor, as failure to recognise this vital organ will result in stress incontinence. I used to think that stress incontinence meant that you became incontinent due to your own stress levels. No. The muscles are experiencing the stress of not having enough oestrogen to function properly, and the result is leakage. Please ensure women are made aware of this. Before exercising or doing anything like running for the train or bus or jumping, skipping with the kids or grandchildren, etc., because you will start to have accidental leakage and it's very embarrassing. Take it from one who knows. There are also those occasions when you are dying for a pee. Excuse the vernacular, but it works well for this description. It can come on quite suddenly. You cross your legs and are not sure you're going to make it to the toilet. Here's a tip, but it only works if you're wearing flat shoes, as it's too difficult to do when you're wearing heels. Clench your toes. You may end up looking like a duck walking to the toilet, but it does work. I thought for our top tip number 3, it would be a good idea to share the personal action plan with you. It's attached here as a Word document so that you, your colleagues and staff can start using it. It's self-explanatory, but what it does is helps you focus on what's really bothering you. And when we get to discussing solutions later on in this course, these can be added as personal steps that you can take to help resolve or lessen the impact of debilitating symptoms of menopause. I mentioned at the beginning that this was an in-depth section of the course, and we have now reached the end of it, where we can relax a bit and settle into key takeaways and the Q&A section. See you shortly.